Mark, I want to thank you. I still remember the first time we met, the time we spent together, the conversation we had, and that changed me. My hope earnestly has been that it would change the country. It wasn't the first time I had to talk to the nation in response to a mass shooting, nor would it be the last. The last time I met with Mark, which made me feel kind of bad, I was there with Gabby when she was still in the hospital, and we didn't think, and that visit right before Memorial, about an hour later, Gabby first opened her eyes. So I told him, and then I think of all the Americans who aren't as fortunate. And as I've said before, but I know the pain that she and her family have endured. Thursday, I'm going to hold a town hall meeting. My goal here, I'm not on the ballot again. I'm not looking to score some points. I think we can disagree. I want to be absolutely clear. I've said this over and over again. There's a ritual about this whole thing that I have to do. I believe in the Second Amendment, no matter how many times people try to twist my words, I talk constitutional law, I know a little bit, I get it. I also believe that we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment. I reject that thinking. Now, I want to be clear, Congress still needs to act. We're also taking steps. We're going to hire more folks. We're going to bring an outdated background check system into the 21st century. But we also can't wait. There are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence. Joe and I worked together with our teams, and we put forward a whole series of executive action. But today, we want to take it a step further. So let me outline what we're going to be doing. A lot of our work is why we made sure that the Affordable Care Act, we're going to invest $500 million. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to add 200 more ATF agents. We're going to require firearms dealers. We're working with advocates. We're going to ensure that federal mental health records, we're going to do more to help those suffering from mental illness. We can continue to destigmatize a missing tablet, which happens to me often, the older I get. We're going to boost gun safety. The rest of us, we all have to be just as passionate. We have to be just as organized. I hope that more retailers, I make this point because every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. It won't happen during my presidency. That's what we're doing today, and tomorrow we should do more, and we should do more the day after that. And if we do, we'll leave behind a nation that's stronger than the one we inherited.